This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This is a major bombshell. The story was broken by Project Veritas. James O'Keefe has Twitter engineers on camera, both former and current engineers on camera, admitting that they shadow banned conservative websites and independent media websites. Shadow banning is the practice of censoring you without overtly telling you that you've been censored. Basically, it means that your tweets just don't show up to other users. So you're tweeting away. You think your tweets are being read by all your followers, but they're not. It's called shadow banning. And here's the dirty little secret of the big tech giants like Twitter and Facebook and Google. They all shadow ban, and they do it selectively. They shadow ban conservative websites, and they shadow ban independent media. They shadow ban critics of vaccines, for example. They shadow ban certain science websites like mine, which talk about mercury and vaccines or the dangers of psychiatric drugging of children. This shadow banning is oppression by the left, and it underscores yet again how the left is a dangerous cult. Google is a cult. Google is being sued in a class action lawsuit that describes how Google would systematically oppress and even almost have an inquisition type of verbal torture against white people and conservatives. We know that Facebook shadow bans. Facebook, you know, look, Natural News, our website has way over 2 million Facebook followers. And yet when we put out a story, it may only appear to 5,000 people out of over 2 million. That's shadow banning. And that's what Facebook has been doing to us for years. You realize if we weren't censored, and we meaning the independent media, that we would be the new mainstream media? Even as we're being censored and shadow banned by Twitter and Google and Facebook and YouTube, we have bigger audiences than CNN. Bigger audiences than MSNBC in many cases. You combine our podcast followers, our video followers, our website visitations, readership, email lists, all of that, we are so much bigger than the left-wing media like CNN, which is frankly in a state of collapse. And this is even with the censorship going on. If the censorship were lifted, and I'll talk about that in a second, how we can demand that the censorship be stopped, Natural News would be larger than CNN for sure. No question about it. The independent media would be larger than the legacy media. No question about it. And that's why the banning takes place. And just as a note about these bans, this shadow banning, keep in mind that these evil little minion leftists, these libtards that work for Twitter and Google and Facebook, they're all left-wing cultists. And as part of their cult, they have to crush all ideas that they don't agree with. And they literally sit there at their keyboards and they shadow ban accounts like Natural News or the Health Ranger or other independent media, Daily Caller, for example, or the Gateway Pundit. They shadow ban all these other websites sitting at their keyboards because they don't want people to be exposed to those ideas. And that tells you how weak liberalism really is, how fraudulent their ideas really are, because they cannot stand a public debate. They cannot stand the free exchange of ideas, because if that were to take place, liberalism would lose. Because liberalism doesn't make any sense. It's all propaganda and feel-good, falsehoods, fake news, fake hoaxes, Russia collusion, fictions, narratives, the Trump dossier. Everything the left dreams up is fiction. But they push it as fact, and the only way they can enforce it as fact is to silence any kind of criticism or silence the other side of the story, which is the logical, rational, reasonable side of things. And this is why Google shadow bans websites. Remember when Google banned Natural News for 6 days? Just delisted the entire domain and all of its subdomains and over 140,000 web pages, just delisted it for 6 days. That was an overt ban. And Google got called out for that. And that was a wake-up call. I remember seeing all the comments and so many people saying, wow, I'm going to stop using Google now. I never knew they would just overtly censor websites like Natural News, which is a site that's full of science-based natural cures, natural remedies, disease prevention, self-reliance, how to grow your own food, how to save your own life, all these things. Natural News is a major resource for tens of millions of people. And Google just blacklisted it. But they never did that to BuzzFeed or Huffington Post or any of these other liberal websites or Salon or what have you, because Google is a left-wing cult. So it doesn't matter how much lunacy is found on a left-wing website or how much hatred or how much racism. As long as it's obedient to the left, Google will allow that to get top rankings. But you see, Google learned a lesson from the banning of Natural News, which had this huge backlash, huge uproar, which forced Google to eventually reverse that ban. They learned that if they're going to ban websites, they need to do it covertly. They made a mistake banning Natural News overtly because that news went viral everywhere. The entire independent media was in an uproar. So Google realized they need to do shadow banning, which is where they have a voodoo black box algorithm and they tweak it for conservative websites or independent media to make sure that you get penalized in the rankings. So you just don't really show up anymore in the rankings. So they don't have to ban you outright. All they have to do is penalize you with their secret algorithm, which is manually tweaked against certain domains. And that's just an example of how evil Google has become. Google is evil. I did another podcast where I was discussing whether it's time to call for the arrest of Google executives. And in that podcast, I mentioned that I don't think we're at that point yet, by the way. So I'm not calling for the arrest of Google executives yet, but we're getting very close. Instead, what I think should happen is we need to enforce a First Amendment against the tech giants. In other words, the First Amendment, if you think about it, the First Amendment protects your right to speak your mind against the government, right? The First Amendment says the government shall not interfere with your speech because the government was always the most powerful institution around until recently. Now, big tech is far more powerful than government and far more dangerous. And the First Amendment does not guarantee your right to speak your mind on Google, on Facebook, or on YouTube as it is currently written. It's to protect you from government oppression. So what we need now is a new law that guarantees your First Amendment rights on social media, that guarantees that Twitter cannot selectively ban you because they don't like the fact that you supported Donald Trump, for example, or that you support strong borders, or that you think criminal alien immigrants should be kicked out of the country, for example. You know, I'm just picking some examples of conservative ideas that are censored routinely by Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube and other similar websites. So we need a First Amendment to protect us from Google. You see, this is the shift. That's why I'm going to repeat this a few times here. This is why I really encourage you to share this podcast. We need a First Amendment, a new law passed by Congress, signed by the president, that makes it illegal for Google, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and other similarly sized, large-scale, you know, almost public utility scale tech giants, that makes it illegal for them to selectively discriminate against people based on the content of their speech, which would include videos, of course, and podcasts like this one. Because YouTube has threatened to ban us, too, for having podcasts that simply discuss conservative ideas. And I'm not even I'm not a strict conservative, by the way. I don't believe in tribalism. I'm not a member of the Republican Party. I'm not a member of the Democrats. I'm an independent thinker. So some of my ideas are considered libertarian. Some are considered progressive. For example, on regulating pollution. You might call me a Democrat on pollution issues, not CO2, but I'm talking about just like industrial pollution, you know, pesticide pollution, runoff from manufacturing and so on. But on many issues such as liberty and economics and free markets and so on, I'm considered libertarian or conservative. So you can't put me in a box like that, but YouTube wants to ban my channel nonetheless Because I discuss intelligent ideas. Because I am an independent thinker. That's the most dangerous thing in the world to the liberal regime. The left cult doesn't want anybody who doesn't conform to the obedient demands. Well, I guess the obedience demands of the left. Left, so this is why I've said over and over again, the left is so dangerous. The left is a totalitarian cult at this point, and it's now reflected through Google and through YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, where even the employees there automatically go to work censoring conservative ideas, because that's the culture of a cult. That's the left culture now at this point. All these people automatically censor competing ideas. This is why the students at UC Berkeley openly talked about how they wanted to murder conservative speakers like Milo and Ann Coulter and others, because they wanted to stop them from being able to talk. And I've seen videos from, I don't know, what is it, the College Fix maybe, goes out and talks to students on campus and asks them, are words violence? Are words a form of violence? And the students say, yeah, words are a form of violence. And that's why they believe they have the right to kill you if they don't agree with your words. Because to them, the wrong words are an actual violent assault on them. And that's how they justify Antifa action, which is a left-wing domestic terrorism group that wants to murder conservatives and wants to kill, you know, white people and kill Trump supporters and so on. They openly talk about it. It's not a conspiracy. This is their plan. This is their playbook. It's all on their websites. It's out in the open. Google's really sort of Antifa online, if you think about it. Google is like the search engine of Antifa. Well, wait, I can say that better. Google is sort of the Antifa-inspired tech giant. And Twitter is sort of like Antifa social media. Whereas in the real world, Antifa wants to murder and slaughter conservatives. On Twitter, they want to murder your account. They want to silence you. They want to shadow ban you. And now Project Veritas video is proving that. 8 different Twitter engineers openly admitting to shadow banning conservative users based on the nature of their speech, based on certain keywords and so on. You got to see that, by the way. James O'Keefe, he is the... Hands down, James O'Keefe, who I've spoken to previously, by the way, I had a real nice phone conversation with him, I don't know, 2 years ago or whatever. James O'Keefe is the best journalist in the world. He is the most outstanding journalist on planet Earth today. That guy deserves every journalism award that's ever been invented for his investigative journalism, the courage, the undercover work. The guy is, he's like a phenom of journalism. He's incredible. I couldn't do what he does. The guy's amazing. I really admire his work. He's just done incredible things. And he continues to hammer and expose all these falsehoods and these false narratives and the cultism of the left. And he does it like every few weeks, rolls out another major video exposing all these people using their own words. He exposed CNN, he exposed MSNBC, he's exposed now Twitter and the shadow banning, he's exposed, you know, tech giant executives, he's exposed New York Times, Washington Post, the list just goes on and on. James O'Keefe is, he is the shining example of what journalism is supposed to be, which is running real investigations and exposing these deep, dark truths that the coordinated corporate media doesn't want you to discover. James O'Keefe is an American hero. Let's say it that way. He's the guy. The guy is, I just can't say enough about him. I mean, his work is just, it's breathtaking in its courage and in its effectiveness. And it's because of the work of people like James O'Keefe that we might finally actually get Congress talk about a law where we need First Amendment protections against, we need to be protected against Google's oppression and censorship and discrimination and anti-white racism, because that's Google. Google is a dangerous left-wing cult. Google is a racist organization. Google hates white people. Google actively discriminates against conservatives and whites. Google is a racist oppressive organization. So is Twitter. So is Facebook. So is YouTube. I mean, I've mentioned that list several times. And there are some other websites, too, that are the same way. You know, I don't know if Snapchat does some of the same stuff, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did. And, the other interesting thing about all this is that when you see ideas debated online, and you seem to notice that there seems to be a lot more libtards than actual rational conservative people, that's because the conservative people are being censored. That's because Twitter is all pro-libtard. The more insanely stupid and liberal you are, the more Twitter loves you to tweet. And they won't censor you, even if you call for violence or call for killing President Trump, for example, which is what a lot of Twitter users do. Twitter doesn't ban them. Twitter loves that stuff. The more libtard you become, the more you are celebrated by Facebook, Google, YouTube, and Twitter. But the more rational and logical you are, the more you make sense, the more you think critically, the more likely you are to get banned by everybody. Because they have to ban rational thought. They have to ban independent thinking. They have to ban ideas that counter the cult of liberalism. And that's why liberalism it really has become now a Nazi-like philosophy of totalitarianism, a fascist philosophy. Fascism lives in the left. What's that saying? Inside every liberal there's a totalitarian screaming to get out. And now we're seeing it applied in the tech giants. So the bottom line is we need the protections. We the people need to be protected from the overpowering oppression and dangerous cult-like systems of censorship and discrimination of these tech giants. We need a First Amendment protection against the tech companies. So here's what you need to do. Final action item, and then I'll wrap this up. I want you to call your senator, your congressman, congresswoman, congressperson, congress thing. Is there a transgender congressperson yet? I wonder what pronoun they want to use. The Congress G. Your Congress alien hybrid lizard Tibetan snow leopard person. Cross species congressperson. I don't know. They're all insane at this point. But call your congressperson or your senator and tell them, hey, we need First Amendment protections against Google and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. We need a law to force these tech companies to stop censoring conservative speech and to stop censoring the independent media. And I'm asking you, literally today, pick up the phone, call your representative in Washington, or, you know, email them or whatever you want to do. But calling is really the most effective. Call them and tell them that we need protections against these tech giants. And we'll be pushing this too. We'll be calling for, you know, freedom of speech online. And it's going to have to be done by law, because you can't trust these corporations to do it themselves, because they're all run by libtard leftist cultists who are, you know, dedicated to oppressing ideas that they don't agree with. Oh, in the name of justice, by the way, in the name of social justice, they do that. You talk about a dangerous cult. These tech giants need to be stopped. And the only way to do that right now is to criminalize their behavior. In effect, you're going to have to regulate it to protect the free speech rights of the individuals. Now, sure, there have to be limits to, quote, free speech. You can't have people teaching others how to make bombs. You can't have people calling for mass assassinations. Well, even though the left does that all the time, calling for the assassination of Trump, and, you know, Twitter doesn't mind that at all. But I understand reasonable limits about espousing violence or calling for murder and death and assassinations and bombings and terrorism and all that. Obviously, you got to limit that stuff. But I'm saying it should be outlawed for these tech companies to censor you just because you are a Trump supporter, for example, or just because you didn't sign up for transgenderism propaganda, for example. You know, I could go on and on. You get the idea. So that's what we need. So call your representative in Washington today and demand free speech protections for we the people. And share this podcast. This needs to get out there. This needs to be openly debated. We have got to spread the word on this. I mean, this is way more important than so-called net neutrality. This is freedom of speech, folks. If we lose this, they will censor all of us in the independent media. Everybody who has a conservative thought will be censored and blacklisted off the internet. And they'll turn the entire internet into a conformist bubble of libtardtopia, which is what Google is already, but they want to enforce that everywhere. If you think libtardtopia is the society in which you want to live, then just stay silent and let them march all over you and steamroll all your speech and all your rights. But if you believe in freedom and liberty, pick up the phone, call your representative in Washington, and demand free speech protection. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. You can read my website at naturalnews.com and hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.